This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prediction Machine's Paul Basir joining us on the show. Paul, long time no talk. How we doing, bud?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. So, Paul, as I've filled out my brackets, I'm not someone who goes crazy with the underdogs in this thing. Mm-hmm. I just go gut feel. And I watch a decent amount of college basketball. And I found myself, as I was filling this thing out, and I look up at the Final Four that I have, I try to do it without looking at the seed too much. I look up, and I had more threes and fours and fives making deep runs this year than I normally do. Is that, what's your initial reaction to hearing something like that?
Well, it depends on the threes and the fours and the fives, because there's probably one of each of those that looks really good to us. I can specifically call those out. Michigan State is the three seed that by far looks like the best three seed, and it's either Michigan State or Duke in our most likely Final Four out of that region.
Yeah.
Gonzaga as a four is our most likely team from that region to make it to the Elite Eight, so we have Gonzaga beating Xavier. Xavier by far the weakest one seed, only 16th in our power rankings, and West Virginia right now as potentially knocking off Philadelphia. Nova and making it to the Final Four is a five seed we like. Now, those are basically the only one teams from each of those lines, aside from potentially Arizona, but Arizona's got an incredibly difficult path as a four seed.
Yeah.
Those are the only teams among those seed lines that we really like. In all honesty, the most likely Final Four is still made up of ones and twos, Virginia, Villanova, Duke, and North Carolina. But if it's Michigan State or Duke, those are almost interchangeable according to our numbers. So I wouldn't be too caught up in exactly what that looks like.
Paul, good to have you with us again. The first four is not exactly the marquee portion of the tournament, but the tournament does officially get underway tonight with two games, two more tomorrow night. There's two games in particular of the four. I just want to ask you, what the machine thinks about. Locally, Texas Southern, obviously, against North Carolina Central.
Sure.
Wondering about, Tigers fans and if you might have some info that gives them some encouragement. And the other game is tonight, St. Bonaventure, UCLA. The cliche is you got to have good guard play to win in this tournament. I saw the Bonnies play over the weekend at the A-10 tournament. Adams and Mobley in that backcourt are for real. Do they have a chance to knock off the Bruins?
Not much. In fact, out of the four games in the next 2 days, the team that's most likely to win, period, is UCLA. And when we talk about mistakes that the committee made, I actually think St. Bonaventure is the most glaring of them. Notre Dame was the 19th best team in our power rankings. Now, best and most deserving are two different things, and there was an injury situation there. But Notre Dame was 19th in our power rankings. St. Bonaventure was 80th. So there's a big gap between the last team that got in and then maybe the first team that got out, or at least the best team, according to our numbers, that was left out. Would you like UCLA to win that game outright? And relative to the spread, we're pretty much right on it, but UCLA even covering according to our numbers. The Texas Southern game, a little bit more optimistic based on the phrase in that question, 74-70 Texas Southern wins over 65% of the time in our simulation. So you should see a victory there over UNC Central.
You mentioned a couple of the bubble nuances, St. Bonaventure, because Rich asked you about them. You mentioned Notre Dame, and obviously the Bonzi Colson situation there makes them a unique situation. But overall, how do you think the committee did in parsing out and kind of calibrating the bubble?
Yeah, and I have I'm coming at this from a very academic and objective perspective, teaching bracketology class at Ohio State right now. And and when I look at it, which is a real class, but when I look at it, I would say that this is the second worst in terms of who's in and who's out. Only 2 years ago was the worst I've seen in the last 15 years, when Temple was the 100th ranked team in our power rankings and was able to make it in. But St. Bonaventure is the 80th, Kansas State is the 66th, and some others look very problematic according to our numbers. When you have Baylor, St. Mary's, and Notre Dame all in the top 35, they didn't get in according to our analysis. So there's a negative grade when it comes to who's in, who's out, where you're really debating between the 60th and 60th and 72nd, basically, best teams in the country when it comes to the at-large teams. But when it comes to seeding, I actually think they did a really good job. I mean, Vegas agrees as well. Vegas only currently has 3 projected upsets by spread, and none of those spreads relative to seeds are more than a point right now. And in our numbers, we only have 3 projected upsets by seed, which is Texas over Nevada, Alabama over Virginia Tech, and Butler over Arkansas. So that's 2 10s over a 7 and 1 9 over an 8. So by seeding, I think they've done a really good job of getting the best teams where they need to be. Based on who's in versus out of the tournament, it's a different kind of conversation.
I really want to ask some questions about that bracketology class, but I don't know if
I want to take it.
I don't know if we have the time.
Do you offer online versions of it?
It sounds awesome. Hey, Paul, the Houston Cougars, I think it's fair to say, are putting their best team on the floor since the Phi Slamma Jamma era. Kelvin Sampson's team, 26-7. And should they get past San Diego State, they'll likely face a pretty stiff challenge against Michigan in the second round. How do you see their tournament experience going?
It's fortunate or unfortunate, depending on how you look at it. The fortunate part is that Houston, not only is Houston the best Houston team that we've seen since, you know, the early to mid-'80s, but it's also the 17th best team in the country. So according to us, we think Houston's better than its seed. And so getting a 6 isn't good, but it's a good team. Problem is the path, as you just alluded to. Just to make it to the Final Four, presuming that Houston has much of a chance to do so, every single likely matchup that they would face is a team that, according to our number, our analysis, is underseeded by at least one spot, if not multiple, meaning that San Diego State should probably be an 8, 9, or a 10, and Michigan should likely be a 2, and North Carolina, being that they're in our most likely Final Four, should be a 1. So the path for Houston is incredibly difficult. But when you ask, when we put on the site, who are the teams outside of the top 5 seeds, so 1 through 4 seeds, outside of that, who are the teams that could make a deep run and potentially make a Final Four run? The fact that Houston's in the top 20 already in our power rankings, and given the fact that they're that good, means that they are a potential sleeper team. It's just a very difficult path for them. It starts with San Diego State. It's just 70-67. Houston winning in our prediction on the most likely score of that game.
Awesome. Paul Basir, Prediction Machine, joining us. Paul, we got about a minute left. You mentioned the website's most likely Final Four. What does the Prediction Machine say about how this thing is going to play out? Final Four and who wins it?
Yeah, well, if Duke gets there, Duke is favored over both Villanova and Virginia. It's just the Duke's path incredibly difficult. The most likely champion, it's one of those 3 teams. The most likely champion right now is Virginia, just because the path's a little bit easier than Duke. But Virginia at 19%, Villanova at 17%, Duke at 17%. No other team in this entire bracket has a greater than 10% chance to win it. So if you're going to pick a winner, should be from that group.
Yeah, it's about as open a field as we've seen in a long, long time. No question about that. I think the list of teams that can win this thing is pretty long headed in. Paul Basir, Prediction Machine. PredictionMachine.com is a fantastic site to go to if you haven't filled out your brackets yet. Hey, Paul, it's good to talk to you, man. Maybe we can, as this tournament continues to whittle itself down, let's keep doing this so we can keep the people informed. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.